So welcome to the instruction period. Over the days, we'll be taking our instructions from the Anapanasati Sutta. This is the sutta on mindfulness with breathing, or mindfulness of breathing. And in this sutta, this discourse by the Buddha, there's a lot of different instructions. And they're rather specific, and they're quite beautiful instructions. And what we're going to do over the days is to practice actually doing them. And then I'm going to invite you to report your experience, because we really learn from one another. We'll come to that in a moment, but first of all, I'd just like to give a little overview. The sutta, like the other famous sutta, the Satipatthana Sutta, which is the sutta on the four foundations of awareness, is divided into the same four categories. And the four categories are mindfulness of the body. And in this category, we take the breath as our object of meditation. And within that, there are and the body as well. Within that, there are four specific instructions. And we'll come to those in a moment. The next category is mindfulness or awareness of feelings. Now, the Pali word for feeling is vedana, and it means something really specific. It's the feeling tone that we immediately have as we have contact through the sense doors. So the moment we see something visually, we immediately have a feeling tone. We either like it, we don't like it. So the feeling tone is pleasant, unpleasant, or in between. So what we do is we generally like the pleasant tone, we don't like the unpleasant, and in the middle we tend to ignore things or perhaps even cut off from things. This is a mechanism of mind that is common to all of us. So it's best explained perhaps with an example. So I'm going to say a word, and when I say the word, I want you just to reflect, is it pleasant, unpleasant, or in between? What's the feeling tone you experience? Coffee, what's the feeling tone? Pleasant or unpleasant? Pleasant for some, unpleasant for others. And some don't drink coffee, don't care. So you see rather quickly, there's a feeling tone of each contact through the sense doors. So the contacts through the sense doors are seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and thinking. So thought is regarded in Asia as one of the sense doors. And every thought is also accompanied by this feeling tone that's pleasant or unpleasant or in. And then, of course, what we tend to do is we run after the pleasant, we avoid the unpleasant, and as I said before, we can become a little cut off from the, or bored perhaps, with the things that are in between. Now, the next step, dependent upon this feeling tone, arises our desire, wanting, not wanting. And this mechanism of mind needs to be seen. And when desire is strong, of course, there's clinging. And when we grasp and hold to things, we suffer. Because every object that we encounter, everything actually that we can think of, every idea, every concept, every person, everything in this world is impermanent. It's of the nature to arise and cease. Therefore, it is useless to try to cling to that which is impermanent, wanting it to stay. Yet over and over and over we do this. So part of our practice is really understanding this mechanism of mind. It's a process. It is not personal. What we tend to do is we take it rather personally and we construct the self around our experience. The next foundation of mindfulness, the third foundation of mindfulness, is mindfulness of mind states or mindfulness of mental formations. Mental formations mean everything that we can think about. Our ideas, our opinions, our views, our thoughts, these are mental formations. And part of our practice is to be aware of the condition of our mind today. To be aware, perhaps on one day we're feeling rather dull or flat. Perhaps another day we're feeling quite alive and energized and elevated. So we're just aware, oh, that's the condition of my mind today. Again, we learn to be aware of our thoughts and not to take it as me and mine, not to grasp the thought world as mine. Now, this is a revelation once we see, because we tend to give thoughts a lot of power. And thoughts are invisible. They arise due to causes and conditions. They pop into consciousness. We can't stop them coming. And every thought we've ever had has ceased. But what we can do is we can bring our mindfulness and awareness to them. So we are aware of all that's going on in the mind without grasping it and drawing conclusions about ourselves because of the kinds of thoughts that we're having. In this section of the sutta, there's instructions about, first of all, experiencing the heart-mind. The Pali is citta, and so it includes both the head and the heart. It's non-dual. It's the way we meet the world. Some people translate citta as psyche. So it's how we meet the world. And in this section, we learn to experience what's going on. We practice gladdening the heart-mind, concentrating the heart-mind, and liberating the heart-mind. And in the final section, which we'll come to in a few days' time, there's contemplations of the Dharma. Dharma means truth. Dharma refers to the teachings of awakening. Dharma also means all things. And the contemplations in this section are the contemplation of impermanence, the contemplation of fading away, and that fading away doesn't refer to us disappearing, it refers to the fading away of desire, the fading away of attachment, and hopefully the fading away of our suffering. In this section also, there's contemplation of cessation, so the endings of things. And we see the ending of each moment, the ending of the breath, the ending of our clinging, the ending perhaps of our anxiety, the ending of our intense feelings. So it's a training to notice the endings. And from that, of course, can come lots of marvelous insights. And the final instruction in this sutta is about contemplating relinquishment. Relinquishment means to let go. Can we have a translation of relinquishment, please? Okay. I hope you understand. So, of course, letting go, or sometimes we could say to let be, because that seems easier, is the key ingredient, if you like, in terms of freeing the heart mind and feeling an extraordinary sense of freedom. Now, we're going to come now to the actual exercises. And in this first section of the sutta, the first instruction is breathing in long. One understands I breathe in long. Now, I don't want you to deliberately breathe in long. I just want you to check whether the breath is long or short. So the first instruction, breathing in long, one understands I breathe in long. Breathing out long, one understands I breathe out long. The next instruction, and we're going to do the two together, is breathing in short, one understands I breathe in short. Breathing out short, one understands I breathe out short. Now, that's a lot of words for something really simple. We're just checking whether the breath is long or short. We're tuning in. So it's really, really simple. We're bringing awareness to the breath. We're just seeing how it is today, whether it's long or short. Sometimes the breath is even, sometimes it's uneven. Sometimes it feels as if it comes rather lightly and just touches us. Sometimes the breath feels kind of awkward and contrived because we're paying attention. We're just checking in. We're understanding whether the breath is long or short. This is totally easy. We can all do it. Now, I'm going to set the intention, and then for 3 minutes, we are just going to do it. Then I'll ring the bell. If I can find the bell ringer, it's under me. I'm sitting on it. Thank you. Okay. Instruction. Breathing in, we understand whether the breath is long or short. Breathing out, one understands whether the breath is long or short.
So if you would please just bring your attention back to the group. So what did you discover? Anybody? When you paid attention with awareness to the breath, what did you find? Yes. Yes. Okay. So the breath and body and mind are clearly connected here. When we are relaxed and at ease with what you call the nice thought, there's ease with the breath. And in this case, it was longer, and then shorter with an unpleasant thought. Anyone else? What did you actually notice? Yes. 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 Okay. So the breath is changing. No one breath is the same as the next. And we're asked to explore the breath with curiosity. In the instruction, the Buddha says to practice ardently, with enthusiasm. And so sometimes in meditation, or sometimes when people come to a retreat, they have perhaps the idea that meditation is spacing out or being vague or not thinking. This is not the case. It's about being rather present with the breath and seeing all the subtleties, seeing all the fineness of each breath, just as you described. So sometimes it's shorter. Sometimes we can have, as you said, a sense of dizziness or even lightness that can come. Sometimes the breath can feel quite heavy. So when we bring attention to the breath, it sometimes shifts and changes because of the attention. And then when we just settle into a very relaxed way of being with the breath, the breath just comes and goes rather rhythmically without needing to be forced or altered or changed. We're just with the breath as it is. Anyone else? One more. What did you notice about the breath?
Sometimes it's short and then it gets longer.
Yes.
And it's just changing.
Yes.
And without no connection, like your good thought or bad thought.
Okay. So, not much thought.
And yes, I felt also the happiness when I was too much concentrated on the breath. I felt like a little bit happy, so I just tried to expand a little bit.
Okay.
It's okay.
So, our attitude, or the way in which we observe the breath, is important. So we observe it lightly, with attention, gently. So if you like, the quality of the attention with which we observe the breath is incredibly fine. It's light. We're not pushing or striving. We're relaxing into it. And when we relax into it, there is that lovely sense, as you said, of expansiveness. And we can shift from the breath feeling
perhaps heavy to a beautiful kind of lightness. And with the lightness of the breath can come the sensations in the body. Sometimes there's tickling and tingling, and we can feel the breath nourishing the cells of the body. It's as if the breath moves beyond the bottom of the lungs, actually, and we can feel when we're very sensitive and receptive and open, the nourishment that the breath gives the whole body. And it can be felt as a beautiful touch of that is light and exquisite, really. So there can be blissful feelings or pleasant feelings that accompany the breath. The other sense that we can have is that there's the movement of the breath, each breath shifting and changing, and yet when we're not breathing in and we're not breathing out, there can be that wonderful moment of great stillness where the breath is not moving. And then it seems as if the breath sits in a vast ocean of stillness. And so there's the stillness, still point, and then there's the touch of the breath as we breathe in. There's another still point. There's the very natural turning of the breath, and then there's the exhalation. So if you pay attention like this, with curiosity to explore and to see, then consciousness starts to open out. Let's do the next instruction. In this one, we're paying attention to the whole of the breath as we breathe in and as we breathe out. So let's do it. Breathing in, experiencing the whole of the breath, breathing out, experiencing the whole of the breath.
So as you endeavored to follow that intention, to be with and observe and experience directly the whole breath, what happened? What actually happened? Anybody? Yes. Yes. Okay, and in the time between the breaths, what did you experience? Yes. So right there, just with that noticing, the mind and the body relaxes. Was there any problem anywhere? No. No. Okay, right there, right in that moment, suffering has ceased. There isn't a difficulty. There isn't a problem. So you see, we can just have a small moment of peace, a small moment of the unproblematic. And it's important that we notice this. And it doesn't just happen in between breaths. It can happen anytime. But very often, of course, we don't notice when we're relaxed. We only notice when we're really agitated and uptight and stressed and things are difficult and painful. Yet this kind of coming to the calm, coming to the relaxation, just as we heard, is so important, so critical, because it gives us a steady place with which to meet the world, if you like. We can come from that depth of peace, and then that's how we meet the world. Thank you. Anybody else? Yes, loudly.
The end breath was very easy to follow.
Yes.
And it went down sometimes to my feet, sometimes to my hands.
Yes.
And my feet tingles, which I usually really dislike.
Yes.
I felt very well.
Okay.
The out breath was, I couldn't follow it.
Yes.
Except for one.
Ah. Do you see what happened? Do you see what happened? The breathing in, the feet tingled, and then there was the, oh, this is very nice. And the minute we grasp onto, this is very nice, we've lost the attention. You see? And so then you couldn't follow the out-breath because you were so excited about the lovely feeling of the feet. You see? The mind just... The moment we have a pleasant experience, we can grasp that as well. Okay, and so then you lost attention, and then what happened next?
I just couldn't feel the breath.
Ah.
I felt my body moving, but it wasn't the same. The in-breath, I actually followed the breath.
Yes.
The out-breath, I couldn't.
Okay.
Okay. In the middle somewhere, I don't know what happened with my body changing.
Yes. Okay, lovely, lovely. Sometimes the breath becomes so fine and light that it's almost imperceptible. We don't notice it. Therefore, the following it can seem difficult, just as you said. But it's not a problem. You just feel the next in-breath. And when the mind wanders, if it does wander, it probably will, it will. When the mind wanders, we just bring the attention back again to the next breath. Thank you. Great example. Yes. Yes. Okay. She said, what can help me pay attention to the breath, but not to change it? So we know we are breathing because we are aware. We know we are thinking because we are aware.
We know we have a sensation in the body because we are aware. So if you like, it's to rest more in the awareness rather than go to what's being revealed. It's not so easy to follow. We rest into a sense of awareness that can be rather settled. It's expansive. It's vast. And then there's the touch of the breath. The breath just comes. And we set an intention to experience it. So we have a quiet determination to follow each breath. And then we just allow the breath to come and go. So it's a sense of allowing rather than controlling. It really is an expansive, inclusive attention. So let the attention be inclusive. Let it include all that happens. Yeah. Anybody else? Yes? You have to speak loudly. She said she starts creating thoughts. Okay. So what she said was the thoughts and the breathing seem rather separate, as if she's trying to do two things at once. Initially, what I would ask you to do is to stay with the actual sensations in the body that occur as you breathe. If we notice we're thinking, so what? We're thinking. You just come back to the direct sensation. So what sensations do you feel in your body when you breathe? Yeah. Okay. When you say at first it's good, good is an evaluation. Good is a judgment. What's the actual sensation? Yeah. Is it tingling, light, heavy, warm, cool? Yeah. Yeah. So the breath is long. Any sensations with it?
Maybe it's getting faster in the head.
Okay, so faster in the head?
It's becoming different. It's becoming heavy after a while with the thoughts that are starting to
Okay. Okay. The tendency is to analyze, interpret, evaluate, and judge. This is what we're doing, is we're constructing the meditator. We're constructing the one who is doing the meditation. What I'm asking you to do is just to directly feel the sensations of the breath. Sometimes it feels like a caress. Sometimes it feels hot. Sometimes it will feel light. And we feel it in the body. Sometimes we just feel the rise of the chest, the fall of the chest. And for the moment, we're almost like leaving aside all the thoughts about what we're doing. Because one of our great problems in this life is, rather than being with our experience directly, we are busy thinking about it. And so meditation is to directly be with the actuality of what's happening with the breath, rather than getting caught in the analysis interpretation, evaluation, and judgment. Oh, I'm not meditating well. I can't do this. I'm not doing the right thing. This is the evaluation. Okay? So coming in a rather relaxed way. Just lightly. And if you are thinking a lot, just be patient with that. The mind will settle as we go through the days, I promise you. Okay? The thought world will actually settle with more practice. Our usual everyday habitual way of meeting life is to think about it really a lot, and especially if there's difficult times and challenging times, the thoughts become rather agitated, and it can be painful, as I'm sure you all know. So the practice is about coming directly to the bodily experience. Let's do the next in this section. This is the last one in this section. And it's breathing in, calming the body. Breathing out, calming the body. So let's do it, please. I shall breathe in, calming the body. I shall breathe out, calming the body. So did anybody have a direct experience of calm? Yes. Loudly. Yes. Yes. So on the out breath, she says she could relax her whole body. Yes. Okay, so on the in breath, there was slightly more sense of tension. It can be helpful if we just don't lean towards the breath, if you like. We don't move towards the breath, but we just allow the breath to come to us. It's as if we're not the doer of the breathing, but we just sit there waiting, and then the breath can come like a caress, tenderly, gently, and then there's not so much tension. The out-breath, however, is where it's most easy to feel the sense of relaxation, just as you said. So, well done. Now, because you know that on the out-breath there is calm, what does that mean for your life? Breathe out. Yes. 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 Beautiful. So when we let go with the out breath, we're making space for the new. And if we can just be with life like that, the next breath simply comes. The point I'm kind of leading to here really is, if we know that we can experience calm just by breathing out, we know that we can access calm. Once we really understand that and begin to practice it, we can come to a sense of calm. If we feel calm, we do not feel anxiety. If we feel calm, we do not feel fear. If we feel calm, we do not feel anger. So the teaching points us in the direction of calmness. We need to discover how to feel calm. Yes, we can do it. Who else in the room, just raise your hand, felt even a second of calm? Yeah, okay. This is, if we really understand that we can access calm, it's potentially life-changing. How many times in a week do you need to access calm? Probably a lot. So if we know how to do it, we can come to peace. Just like that. It takes not even a minute. We can know within us how to shift to living with peace. Extraordinary. Just by tuning in, just by coming to our direct experience, without forcing, without wanting it to be different, but just being with the actuality of our direct experience. This is the extraordinary thing about meditation. The moment we're utterly with our experience, we know peace. Even amid a really painful, difficult experience. So this is a treasure, really. Anyone else? What did you discover? What happened when you... Yes. Yes. Oh, thoughts of worry came. Okay, so you became calm. The
And the thought, and then in the middle of the calm came a thought. What was the thought? Yes. Okay. Yeah. So up pops the thought, the self thought. This is the sense of I landing in what we call the mental formations. Remember at the beginning I went through the different foundations of awareness, and one of them, the third one, is the mental formations. So what happens is the I thought, the grasping mind, lands in the world of thought. We're thinking about our daughter or son or a situation that's difficult, and immediately there's tension. Immediately there's some kind of anxiety. Okay? Okay? So this is the self grasping the thought and claiming them as yours. This role of mother is difficult to let go of. I have four children. I know this. So the I lands on I am the mother, and this is my daughter or son, and then we start to think something terrible is going to happen to them. They're not going to be happy. And so on. So what's happening rather quickly is you're shifting from the calm to the habitual way of identifying with the role of mother. And then, of course, all the anxieties cascade about the children. So the minute you notice that, take the attention directly back to the breath. So you're aware, oh, there I go, thinking about my children again and worrying, and come back to the breath. This is the practice. Over and over again, coming back to the direct sensations as we're breathing. So these are the instructions for mindfulness of the body. There's, of course, other ways of paying attention, such as sweeping through the body, and we'll do some of those in the guided meditations today. But what I'd like you to do in the sittings is to take up one of these instructions. So you set the intention, and then you just endeavor to tune into the breath. Is it short or long? That's pretty easy. So I'd suggest perhaps following the whole path of the breath, in and out, in and out. And when you notice you're being caught in a role that you have in daily life, you simply bring the attention back to the direct sensations that accompany each breath. Or if you wish, you can take up the fourth instruction in this section, which was the breathing in, calming the body, breathing out, calming the body. So please enjoy, please approach it with curiosity, putting aside for the moment the troubles of the world and just coming to that direct experience of each breath.